Great Uniter's ambitions have ended, but the Earth Kingdom has fallen back into disarray. Can our heroes pick up the pieces? Strand Gamers presents a playtest campaign, Avatar: The Eternal Chronicles. We're on with episode 12 of Avatar: The Eternal Chronicles.
The Phantom Menace.
That was episode 1.
Also, that was Star Wars.
And not Avatar: The Eternal Chronicles.
Oh, well.
Right. Also, it was an entirely excessive chapter.
Also, there's 100% less Jar Jar Binks in this.
Yeah. I would argue there's infinitely less.
Moving on from that to a conversation I don't want to have. Previously on Avatar: The Eternal Chronicles, the Loon's brother Poe blows into town, taking up temporary residence on Air Temple Island.
Ugh.
The mirror image of Daloon, Poe is fun-loving, a social butterfly, and has ambitions of becoming a pro-bender. He's been flashing around casts of mysterious origin, but those suspicions will have to wait, as the group has gotten permission to capture Wei Fang, leader of Fei Yu, and turn her over to the Earth Kingdom authorities. And best of all, Poe is tagging along as a probationary member of the task force.
Oh boy, best of all.
I like Poe. I love Poe.
Yeah, we're going to trade in Poe for, what is it, Daloon. I was about to say
not
potato. Not going to
trade in Daloon for Poe.
The potato, thanks.
The moldy potato. I'm
is
assuming
that all
you're
I am
hair.
To you, a moldy potato?
We're not going to trade you in. Your brother just might outshine you in every way except for being a law-abiding member of society.
In my headcanon, he had a freaky three-way with Soma and Zahar at the end of
that life. Hasn't happened yet.
Well, we're skipping over that night. So has it happened now?
I don't know, Zahar, has it happened?
No, Zahar doesn't kiss and tell.
Yeah.
That's a Kesha song.
I was gonna say, doesn't seem like the thing Soma would be into.
Soma's not into sharing?
Well, she was an only child.
Okay, we'll leave this to endless speculation. Scholars will be debating it for decades.
Draw pictures of it, friends.
Please don't.
I do. It'll be funny.
And then submit it to the site.
Please don't.
I will put them up.
Unless it's Nicholas, maybe.
Yeah, go for it. You wanted to stretch his artistic range with drawing Avatar stuff. Maybe this will be a stretch for his range. I'm not familiar with all of his work.
Avatar porn.
Maybe he's done it before. I don't know.
Or maybe there's no porn. Maybe nothing happened.
Nicholas, what's your commission status?
Oh, God. I don't want to think about this.
Well, now it's happening.
We are.
Or did it?
It didn't. Telling you it didn't.
Okay,
we'll
so
leave it for speculation.
Soma.
Yeah, nothing happened with Soma. That's the joke.
Okay. So, late the next morning, you guys have been... Well, did you make any arrangements to meet each other last time? I can't remember.
I think we were just about to go to an arcade or something. And
yeah, let's assume
everyone
maybe.
Else is going to go...
You know, playing an arcade.
Yeah, I mean, you were going to the arcade, and then Soma, Zahar, and Poe were all going out drinking at nightclubs.
Sure, probably some sort.
If no one's in front of the president's house, I'd probably go to Air Temple Island because that's where
most of the crew would be.
A lot of our team is.
Yeah. So I'm thinking Air Temple Island, Buffalo Stables, meet there 10 to 11 o'clock in the morning.
Okay. Sounds good.
We did it. Okay, we're there.
Poe staggers out last, holding a hot mug of something that smells potent.
I'll be there early.
I will be brushing my mug.
I'm going to go with sunglasses have been invented in this world, so he's wearing them. Yeah, he wanders in. Do you guys want to have any discussion before he arrives, as you slowly gather up in front of the Sky Bison stables?
Nah.
So, we're going to fly into Feiyu and do the thing that we did before, but with Weifang this time? Is that what we're planning on?
Yep, I will be getting my bike on the Sky Bison in case I need it.
Okay.
Can we do that?
He said that he could make, like, we could have made a harness or something to put on the saddle.
Yeah. Like a ramp to go up or something. And...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, Mui Mui can hold, like, what, a dozen people?
I think it was six? Was the last I thought it was time like, any number was determined?
I'm going to go 12, because that seems about what they were able to manage in the worst episode of Avatar.
Okay. Alright.
But.
Wait.
Yes, at some point.
Was he carrying stuff in that episode? I forget that episode.
The Great Divide?
Yeah.
Yeah, he ended up just taking across, I think, like the infirmed and the wounded.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, that's right. I was going to say, I forgot seeing him.
Also,
that's because The Great Divide is an incredibly forgettable episode.
Because the Great Divide wouldn't work and wouldn't have to exist if they just flew across on fucking Appa.
Yeah.
So, yes. Presumably Zahar in the background has been working on some sort of collapsing ramp / harness to hold her bike.
Yeah. I've been busy.
I am.
Then this is the test run.
Mm-hmm. There may be some cussing as I'm trying to get it to work.
do you need any help?
I'm okay. I just, you know, banged my thumb. Do not put fingers in that collapsing part.
I shrug.
So how are we doing this?
Well, I question why you're taking your bike, unless you want to put it inside of a building, but I thought we were going to go...
Don't we need to gather evidence?
Oh, we should, yeah.
Why should? I remember that Earth Kingdom person saying, we need, like, a mountain of evidence.
Yes. Ambassador Valdez did specifically ask you guys to build an airtight case before you do this.
Well, so we have a couple of problems we need to solve then. They know exactly who we are.
Yes, our faces were in the papers.
How do we solve that?
What do you mean?
Well, if they all know who we are, chances are they're not going to let us near Fang Foundries. Especially since it's pretty obvious that we were the ones who, you know, kidnapped Weifang's number two.
Okay, so here's what we do. We beseech the spirits to reverse time.
I don't think that's a thing you can do.
I don't think we can, no.
Is it a thing they can do?
The spirits?
I don't know much about spirits.
So the answer is maybe, then.
Perfect.
Perhaps I should try to build a time machine. It may take a long time.
Well, once you're done with it, you can come back here and it'll be like no time at all.
Well, it seems like I didn't figure it out.
Crud.
Poe wanders up with his sunglasses on, hot mug in his hand.
We were counting on you, Zahar, and you failed.
Good morning.
Good morning, everybody.
Hello.
So, what's the matter? Didn't sleep?
Zahar. Oh, you know, big night.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What are you drinking?
Some caffeinated tea.
I see.
And some other stuff.
Being responsible, I see.
I was responsibly fun.
It was fun.
It was.
But,
it was really fun.
So, the only problem that we're having is... Maybe you have a suggestion, Poe. We are trying to figure out how we're going to get around inside of Fang Foundries without, you know, without them realizing that we're the people whose names and faces were in the papers. To that end, they don't know who you are. You ever been a spy before?
I don't think he has.
I have not.
You want to be a spy?
Okay.
Yeah, doesn't that sound cool?
Can't you guys just wear disguises or something?
I mean, we could. I'm not really sure what I would disguise myself as.
Okay, I put on a pair of overalls, throw my hair up in a crappy bun, and put on glasses. I'm now an ugly girl, right?
Who are you?
Oh.
Oh, I have an idea. Why don't we all just switch the clothes we wear?
I'm just going to look around at everyone like, wait, whose clothes should I wear?
Literally anything that's not that. And I point at her flight suit.
I'm pretty sure people change clothes. They might recognize you anyway. Now, if you were in like a full suit, like a chi blocker thing, then they wouldn't recognize you.
Yes, if we don't wear our uniforms, like if I don't wear this and she doesn't wear that. But we weren't wearing that to begin with.
No, I wasn't wearing that in the picture.
Nope. Nor was I wearing this. Oh, so maybe if we go as this, we won't notice. They'll be too busy thinking I'm an airbender.
Oh, I have an idea. Huh? Well, presumably the factory workers in Fang Foundries must wear some sort of facial protection, especially if they're working with a lot of metal.
You don't seem to understand how factories work.
How do factories work?
There are no unions yet.
Well, there goes that good suggestion.
Yeah, this world hasn't had a triangle shirtwaist.
Like, if your face gets wrecked, they just get a new worker.
Maybe we could start a union uprising. I don't think we can do that, no. But man, imagine how shitty it would be for Fang Foundries if suddenly somebody introduced the idea of a union.
Yeah, then they'd start have to paying their workers with real money.
As opposed to fake money?
Uh-huh. Instead of fun bucks.
Hmm. Instead of company money. But they could spend
Fang Foundry
the fun store.
Bucks.
Fang Foundry fun bucks. All right. So what do you? I mean, I'm trying to come up with ideas. Disguises sound really good. I thought that maybe that would be a good that would be a good disguise, but I guess not. Help, please.
Our faces are pretty notable, I would think, since you know paper and all.
Fake mustaches.
Do what any kid would want. Went over to Omashu.
Well, you could even do a fake beard, right?
Yeah.
Make it out
I'm
of.
I'm not wearing a beard!
Make it out of, Sky Bison fur?
Yeah.
That's a great idea. Okay. So, like, Sekfa will be our daughter, and Zahar, you and I will pretend to be a married couple, and I'll have, like, a fake mustache, and we'll do up your hair in that big beehive style, and,
Big beehive style?
Yeah, and Daloon can be dressed up like an old guy, and he'll be like my grandfather.
Mm-hmm. You think these people are really stupid, don't you?
I haven't met them. Are they really stupid?
Probably not.
Yeah, no. They seem to hire the best of the best as far as, Well, at least as far as Fang Foundries goes. That or anybody who shows up at the front door.
Well,
depends on what you're looking for.
For the more skilled work, they hire the best of the best.
Yeah. No, yeah. Not denying that one. I bet you thought I was going to have some sort of complaint about that, but out of character, nope.
No, I mean, you couldn't even crank a crank for 2 days straight.
Yeah, Soma has never done physical, like, manual labor in her life.
It worked muscles she didn't know that existed.
So
her arms.
So do we have a plan yet? Are we going with disguises?
I thought the disguises would be the best way. Why wouldn't we?
Well, we could pretend that we're sick and wear face masks. As to not get anyone else sick.
I do see that sometimes around Republic City.
So we'll pretend to be a bunch of diseased people?
Not diseased.
Perfect. They'll be sure to let us in.
Well, we're not really going to go in the legal way.
Yeah, we're just going to drop in from the sky. It's just that we need to make sure that people can't recognize us in the street. That's the only thing.
Dropping from the sky, like, we might need to go undercover at night or some shit.
I thought that was implied.
Yes, I have the perfect wingsuit.
Has a nice hole in the chest.
Oh yeah, that's right. He has.
That's for my Sonic the Hedgehog fucking cosplay.
Doom has the fucking bat suit. I love that Daloon has the bat suit.
I'm the bat.
So I'm gonna call it the bat suit because it's what it is.
He is the knight.
Just we love knight. There's nothing wrong with that. So yeah, we just drop in. Okay, so let's get ourselves some masks. We'll just have to go to a doctor somewhere.
They sell them at plenty of stores.
Okay, fine. Let's do it. Several seconds later. We've got the masks. What about clothes? Do we care about clothes? Seriously.
I care about clothes. I like wearing them. Let's not go naked.
No, I mean, like, do we care about...
Well, let's see. The outfits that Sekfa has is wingsuit, formal robes, probably still... No, it wouldn't be dirty now. The waitress outfit, the chef outfit that was never worn, and the dress.
Well, she might also have, like, some old school, like, what am I trying to say? Like, formal event air temple shit.
Yeah, the formal robes.
Yeah.
Yep, that was in there.
Alright, I would just be concerned about her being, like, really noticeable because of her wingsuit. Anyone with a wingsuit, really? Daloon?
Well, I mean, they'll know that she's an airbender, or stole a suit from an airbender.
So we know that an airbender was in the papers. Like, wait, oh no, they don't know that she's...
Yeah, an airbender was not in the paper, actually.
Oh, well, that changes everything!
The waitress outfit. How does that change everything?
No, it doesn't change anything. I'm sorry. I was trying to be excited.
Huh. I appreciated it. So, are we going to go? Was kind of promised beating up some equalist. Looking forward to that. Yes?
So what should I wear? I'm confused now.
Well, she doesn't... Actually, this might be a legit problem. Sekfa not having, like, clothes to wear that aren't obviously airbender clothes.
I think the only one would be, like, the waitress outfit that you got me, which is in the papers, the chef-like outfit that I never wore, and then the dress that I came from home with.
Okay, so then probably the dress would be the best thing.
I guess.
I honestly think that her being like, an airbender would be a great distraction from who we were previously.
Yeah, like they'll see the suit more than the face.
Also, we're gonna ride in on a sky bison.
So they're gonna figure out.
Cats out of the bag.
At least one airbender in the group.
And as long as we don't bend in the city, they have no problem with us.
But don't you have to be registered? They're gonna ask you for your registration, aren't they?
Okay, then we'll register.
Well, you guys can go and wait. No, they've already got your names.
They could
so
say they have
it.
A different name.
Well, then you can't go in via the Skybice. You can't just drop in and then say, oh yeah, we're in the city, you know, unregistered.
Well, no, we're going to register. Just as someone else. See how that works?
Okay, I hope it works. I'm sorry, it just scares me a little bit.
Because, you know, the other guy who registered was not there.
I have a question. Did we carry the registration papers with them, or were they just taken and on file?
They were just put in on file. You guys weren't given a card or anything.
So that doesn't matter.
They might as well be thrown into an abyss.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, Equalist City.
Equalist City! Now let's faff about for another hour or two. So, how are you all?
Best. Good.
Alright, well, that makes sense then.
Drawing your hangover, Poe.
I'm fine, thank you.
Yeah.
The trick is lots of water.
I hear the trick is more liquor early in the morning.
Well,
way ahead of you.
Well, if you drink a lot of water while you're drinking booze, you are less likely to have the headache and the hangover effects.
Oh, well then.
Because a lot of the headache is from dehydration.
Well then, words of wisdom. Now I know.
That's why I feel fine.
Don't worry, Daloon's never going to use it.
I do drink. Just not often.
I disagree.
About hangover cures? Or about
Daloon drinking.
What, just because you've never seen in the, 3 weeks we've known each other?
I tried to give you a drink and you didn't take it.
When did you try to give him a drink and he didn't take it?
Yeah, we
talking
were
about
working
the time
a job.
When you spiked the virgin drink I got for her?
I thought it was for him.
No, it wasn't.
Why would
I wasn't going to drink
him
because
a drink?
We were working a job.
I'm going to assume this is happening on the flight over.
Yeah, it is. We're flying there. Doesn't drink on the job. What's wrong with him?
So for anyone who does drink on the job, anyone want some? He produces a bottle from his pack.
Ooh,
and several small cups.
No, no.
No thanks.
No.
What are you guys having?
Good point. Nothing.
Oh.
I'll pass.
Adult drinks.
Oh, okay.
See? She's a kid. She's not a non-person. She's not made of glass. Finding
I've
out the world
had
exists
a kid
won't
before.
Shatter her.
It's a little weird.
That there are children that exist?
Yes. I was only one for a very brief amount of time.
Yes, but everyone is one for a, you know, brief amount of time.
I guess.
I mean, I was her age once.
Ew.
You were her age once, too.
Yes, I know, and I hated it.
Why
did you were pretty cranky about it.
Isn't he just pretty cranky about everything?
Yes. I think it's one of your more endearing traits.
Being cranky?
Not usually seen as endearing, but I'll take it.
Well, you know, when you get pissed off about something, eventually you're pissed off about the right things. Sorry, when you get pissed off about everything, eventually you get pissed off about the right things. I'm just being nice.
Yeah, but you also hurt a lot of people along the way. You know, by being a big jerk.
All right, so how long is the ride anyway? I forgot
it was
the last time.
It was pretty quick.
Yeah.
It's the speed of plot. Okay, we're done.
Yeah.
Clear.
You get there at nighttime.
I try to lead her to a less conspicuous way in.
Okay.
I thought you guys were just going to land at the customs office.
Are we going to drop off the non-airbenders first and then, like, meet them?
Yeah, I think that's... I think we might have to do that. Like,
that
drop
way
off
the airbenders
the
could,
airbenders.
You know,
because otherwise, yeah, they're going to... Otherwise, they're going to recognize us.
Well, they won't recognize me.
Yeah, that's true.
Wait, so who are you going with? Are you going to cook me?
Wait, so you and my brother are going to come in on the bison, and Soma and Zahar are going to sneak in.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, I think I'll sneak in.
Hmm, okay.
I don't think it's you. I think it's the brother thing.
Oh. Hmm. Okay.
Yeah, I wouldn't worry about it. It's more like it's the... Yeah, we're just the fun crew.
Yeah, a lot of fun.
I have fun too.
Well, the
problem
is...
This is adult fun.
Oh, okay.
Or was it?
Bum, bum, bum. Remember.
He's a mass murderer.
What?
I'm just going with it. He's a mass murderer.
Okay, then.
That's adult fun, for some degrees of fun.
There
also,
have been murderers that have been children.
Oh, yeah.
They get tried as adults, though.
Yeah, they do. It's a little weird.
Well, if they're black, they do.
No, even if they're white.
Yeah, some of them will. It depends on what like the nature
it
of the crime is.
It depends on how heinous and if they're against other white children.
I don't think you want to see the statistics on it, because black kids are disproportionately tried as adults.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yep.
As it turns out, our society isn't fair.
To black people.
I apologize if that shocked anyone.
Well, I mean, it's different. If the black person is rich and the white person is poor, it might be the white person would get tried as an adult, and the black person would get tried as a kid.
Ooh, that's true. Money has a lot to do with it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but as it turns out, our economy isn't fair either. So.
Nope. So. Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, getting off this tirade, so I guess we are...
not good in many ways.
No, it's really not. We are going to have to sneak in, so
yeah,
I figure they're going to just go through the regular...
to go with the two pretty ladies, instead of the little kid and his wet blanket brother.
Another wet blanket, I'm a...
Well,
blanket.
There's also a...
No, you're a potato.
A moldy one.
Aw, can't I at least be a moist blanket?
No.
It's got the word moist in it.
I hate
like
that
sexy.
Word so much.
You can be a moist, moldy potato.
I really just don't like that word.
Yeah, moist? A lot of people don't.
It's a really creepy word.
Damp. Fine, damp.
What about
damp is way better.
Delicious,
damp
moist
is...
cake?
Yeah.
What's another like weird word is gaping?
Actually, gaping isn't all that bad.
Well, actually,
has
moist cake is...
good been described as gaping?
No, probably not. No.
I mean, at least moist, there's cake.
Yeah, there is cake, whereas you wouldn't say it's a damp cake.
You also probably wouldn't say it's a gaping cake.
Well,
that'd be a little weird.
Maybe that cake has a gaping hole in it.
Like an angel food cake?
That's not really
angel, don't angel food cakes have... Yeah, it's like a third of the cake is
pan,
gone.
Yeah, you're thinking of a bundt.
Yes, it has.
Oh, okay. Bundt cake, not angel food cake. Sorry.
Well, a lot
are
of angel
frequently
cakes
angel
cakes are made with bundt cakes. But...
This feels like an important discussion to be having.
assuming this is okay.
Well, you're
okay,
so bad at this.
No, honestly, I'm out of character. I don't have any idea how we're gonna pull this off.
Well, we
like
drop
I guess
you off somewhere inconspicuous.
Right, you guys fly in over the city under the cover of night as you've done before.
Hmm. Yeah, the thing we did very smoothly before.
Yeah.
So smoothly.
Like, you're one success as a group.
had several successes as a group. Just also several gaping failures.
Are you landing way anywhere in particular?
Should we land her? You know, we could just land her out slightly outside the city and just walk in. I mean, the entire city isn't walled.
Watch
right?
her face is off us.
Like, I'm assuming our meeting place is going to be the diner.
Probably, yeah.
You might even see, you know, Detective Jude there if he's still around and possibly shopping.
It's the middle of the night, so it's not really open. But
well, I know, but like when
that increases the chance of seeing Detective Jude, probably.
It being the middle of the night?
Yes.
Yeah, because he's waiting to get his cup of coffee.
Detective Druid is a weird guy.
Camping out.
That's true, yeah. He will. He is known to camp out.
Okay. You land Moi Moi in front of the diner. Soma, Sekva, and Poe hop off.
I take my bike with me.
I'm going to stay here for a bit.
You do
There's
that.
Someone I want to meet.
Poe looks back and forth at the empty street and the closed down buildings. Really?
What time is it?
Probably like
2 a.m.
Yeah.
I'm
getting drowsy. It's
like 2 a.m. Well, didn't the thing open at like 5?
Yeah, it opens at 5.
Like 3 hours.
Daloon, you might need to help me pilot.
Oh, yeah.
I don't stay up. It's not a thing that happens.
I've done this
I'm
before. Let it ride from last time.
No.
But that has worked, right?
You crash the air bison directly into Walter Face's office.
You stop long enough to let everybody off, and Sekva falls asleep in the break. And you are unable to rouse her.
Well, good luck with that.
Yeah, just pop the clutch.
I don't think flying bisons have clutches.
Well, how do you change gears?
I don't know.
I mean, what are those things on the top of the head? Aren't they like a throttle and...
Do you need help, brother? I could probably figure out how to fly one of those.
No, I do not need help.
Okay, good luck. Enjoy.
Okay. I have done this before successfully. Because, as it turns out, you know, Moimoi is not stupid.
Oh. No, you're not. And I give her a little pat on the nose.
She kind of flies herself.
Oh my god, she's so cute.
At the very least, you know, I'm not going to go crashing it into things. Or crashing her into things. Yeah, I say she's not stupid, and then I call her an it.
Way to dehumanize the non-human.
Yeah, really.
So, are you going to move the sky bison? What kind of losing inconspicuousness?
Okay, I take the sky bison off.
Okay. Why not?
You need one success to
let
the sky bison successfully.
I'll put 4 energy into it. I was thinking of putting 3, but that doesn't seem like enough, you know?
It is you rolling it.
Good enough.
Okay, well, that's 3 successes.
Oh, good.
I didn't need that many.
You fly the bison without incident. Yay.
Yes, I have dice. I like my dice.
Yeah, where are you flying, Moi Moi?
I'm going to say kind of outside of town. Because we don't want him in town, right?
Her.
Definitely not.
Do you mean her?
Her.
Yes, and her. Definitely her.
Yeah, we don't want her in town. So, like, I don't know, over a hill or something? Where it's not immediately obvious? Some non-obvious spot.
A hill is a good ways away, though. Then again, she's flying.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then you have to carry a Segfa.
But she's coming in with us. Momoi is coming in with us. If I was awake, I would insist.
To the city?
Well, yes.
We can't bring the original airbenders into the non-bending city.
Yeah, what is their legal policy about that?
You guys didn't ask. You land outside, near one of the customs offices, I assume, for people coming in, like, near the road.
Yes.
They're closed. It's 2 in the goddamn morning.
Well, they really should have people...
Yeah, the last train came in at least 2 hours ago.
This is a dereliction of duty.
Really, Kevin?
Yes.
Okay. I mean, I guess they could have immigrants at any hour of the day.
Yeah, you never know when someone might be, you know, stranded on the road. Oh, but
wait. Oh, they have the gate over the entrance, but there's an entrance 10 feet away.
Yeah, I mean, that's true. Like, it's locked up. But, I mean, you could walk around it. You'd just be breaking law.
Yeah, I don't want to do that. I'll
just
knock.
Just, you know, camp out until they open.
Wait, you said you knock?
Yes, I want to knock.
The closed thing is unoccupied, and nobody
damn it.
No one lives there!
Maybe I'm someone impressed. Does.
It's not like a mom-and-pop store. No one lives there.
Just, Kevin, you could just wait.
Yes.
I'm or you could just go
you know,
in.
Sleep yeah, with me.
It's okay to wait.
I guess then we'll sleep. You guys can have fun. Your dumb city.
Well, I'm going to meditate outside the front of the place until the morning.
Only the stupidest people live there.
It seems like a lot of not stupid people live here. Like, the people inventing shit.
Yeah, they're all really smart, from what I can tell.
I mean, they might be socially awkward, but...
Yeah! Yeah,
all I do is sit around and play, like, role-playing games all day, and magic.
Well, there's pretty good monsters and minotaurs.
And video games.
Oh, we haven't invented those yet.
Damn.
But they could.
We need to. Let's invent the video game. Let's take this world by storm. I do it.
No.
It just came out with movers, like, last year.
Like, we could go to the, like, arcade.
How many dice do I have to roll to invent the video game?
Oh, I was just waiting for you guys to finish being stupid.
Oh.
Let me know when that's going to be, okay?
So, like, 2 successes?
I think you need more than that.
Okay, so like I said, I sit and kind of meditate outside the front of the cafe.
Okay.
Just going to sit and wait until the morning. It's going to have to happen eventually. Oh.
Kind of looks to Zahar for guidance on what the fuck is happening.
Well, I would think that Daloon and Segfa would be here by now. Because weren't we going to be all meeting here?
You're kidding, right? It's 2 in the morning.
Yes, but they were taking the bison somewhere and then coming back here.
They were going to register. The customs office doesn't even open.
Why were they going to register?
Because they are coming into the city legitimately. We're the ones who are sneaking.
But why?
I don't know.
Yeah, I never understood that part of the plan. Actually, I didn't understand any of the plan.
I guess they're just going to be a big distraction while we do whatever. Pretty much whatever we want.
Fine, I'll go to the factory.
Oh yeah, you should still have some kind of key, right?
Well, people are working there at all hours.
Yeah, but I mean, don't they keep the place locked down or something like that? On character? I don't actually know. I don't remember. Help.
The factory floor has all night shifts. You don't know about the offices above. You assume they'd be locked at a certain point.
But I would have a key there unless it changed.
Yeah, and if you don't, you can break in. That's a thing you can do.
Yep.
Actually, you know what? Dulun wants to be in the city illegally.
What are you doing with Moi Moi and Sekfa then?
Disappointing the shit out of her, probably.
I'll leave her a note telling her that I'll be back.
Oh, really?
Wow.
I can't read.
Oh, you can't read?
No, she can't.
Oh, I forgot
that.
No,
I love it. That's canonical. You write her a note.
Forgetting that she can't read.
I assume.
I think it's been established that Dulun is terrible with kids.
Yes.
I assume.
I think it's just been established that Dulun is terrible with humans.
Yeah.
And animals.
What are you putting in
and
your notes?
Some inanimate objects.
What are you putting in your note?
Well, I told her that I've gone to meet up with the others. When morning comes, please don't mention my existence to the customs office.
Okay, so...
Okay. Where are you going, then?
Well, the others went to the front of that
place, right? Off at the diner.
Yeah, so I guess I'll fly in there. Stealthy. Wingsuit, black. Actually, sorry. Midnight blue.
Okay.
Remember,
I said I was meditating. I'm actually just, like, literally sitting and sleeping.
Yeah, you start snoring.
Okay. Zahar, are you still meditating. Going to the factory?
Well, I assume I waited around for a while and Dulun didn't come in, so I would probably get on my bike and head to the factory.
Poe's like, hey, should I... What?
You can go to the factory with me if you want.
He looks over at Zahar, who's sitting there asleep in a meditation pose. Yeah. So, and then, all right, gets on the back of the bike.
Fun times this way, right?
Yeah. It's a sexy lady.
On a bike.
Sexy biker chick.
I give him a helmet, you know.
He doesn't wear it because he's too risky for that kind of shit.
Makes himself a rock helmet.
No, I got it, like, it has spikes on it and all kinds of cool shit.
Right. Oh, man, so we're talking, like, post-apocalyptic right here. Now he's post-apocalyptic, Poe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Post-apocalyptic.
You zoom off.
Post-apocalyptic.
Dulun.
Bike starts up, I'm like...
Yeah. See a bike pulling away.
And there's no Poe or Zahar near you.
But I know it's her bike, so, like...
Yeah.
I continue waiting.
Also, Dulun lands in front of you.
Hello.
Dulun, where's Sekfa?
She's outside of the customs gate with Moi Moi.
You just left her there?
She'll be fine.
She's 12!
Yeah, the air bison isn't.
The air bison was even younger!
Look, in air bison years, Moi Moi is...
You have no idea how long air bisons live, do you?
Moi Moi is completely mature and can definitely fend off people that Moi Moi does not like. She is a fully grown air bison.
You just left a 12-year-old girl in the customs office.
I believe you said outside of the
customs. I mean, outside the customs office... of a city that is known for being hostile to benders. With a flying fucking bison.
Yep. I think it's better than trying to serve her alcohol.
Can we agree with both are equally bad?
No! I think this is way worse! Some cultures have children drinking since they're like 4. You don't leave 4-year-olds alone!
Actually, I think those same cultures would leave 4-year-olds alone.
Yeah, that's true. They probably give them a lot more agency than they have than we do.
Agency and liquor.
Yep. Two essential parts of freedom. But no, seriously, I'm I'm just gaping at him.
I mean, she is 12. She can't be alone.
There it is.
13.
Such a
great. Okay, she's 13. She can't be alone.
Did you at least leave her a note or something?
Yeah, of course I did.
I'm going to assume Zahar is the only one that knows that she doesn't know how to read.
I believe it's been established, yeah, that she's the only one who knows that.
No. Dilun was the one who helped fill out paperwork before. He just forgot, apparently.
Because he doesn't care.
Yeah.
Yes. Did you at least leave her a note? Well?
Yeah.
Okay, so what are you doing in here?
Well, I'm going to be here illegally.
Here, specifically here. What are you doing here?
Oh, I was hoping to meet up with you guys. Do you know where Zahar and Poe went?
Yeah, they went off that way in the bike. I'm waiting for someone.
Okay. That way, you say. Where specifically that way?
I don't know. I was meditating.
Meditating doesn't mean completely whatever.
Unless you're Dilun and sound bending.
You're kidding, right? I mean, you're able to meditate without anybody being able to rouse you. I have to practically slap you.
Ah, it's nice, isn't it?
Slapping you, yeah.
No, being able to meditate so peacefully.
I'm gonna go get Sekhfa.
Okay.
Somebody's gotta take care of her. And then I just get up and start walking towards the customs office.
And here I was looking forward to bawling out in the morning.
I guess I'm going to fly off to go find.
I gave you the direction that they're in. I'm going towards them.
I am driving to the factory.
It must be, if he's flying, it must be a little bit easier to spot like a motorcycle.
Probably.
Also, it's probably one of the only motor vehicles running at this hour.
Yeah, okay. Like so they're being very noisy.
How are you getting to the customs office? You just walking?
I'm walking. Yeah. Okay. I don't know how far away it is. I'm walking.
City's not that big. I mean, it's undergoing rapid expansion, but it's not that big.
Okay.
But, yeah.
Probably going to make it about dawn break.
No.
But up all night, I'm probably tired.
It's like 5 blocks. Like, it did not take you nearly that long.
So it'll take you like 20 minutes.
However, when you get there, there's no Sky Bison.
Is there Sekhfa?
No.
Oh, shit. Okay.
I blame the Illuminati.
I blame Grood.
Isn't that kind of the same?
Shit! Okay. All right. Signs of Sky Bison fur.
Yes.
Lots of it. Going off in a direction?
No. It's not.
Signs of a struggle?
No. Like, there's definitely tracks in fur where Sky Bison was standing. Yeah, you can make me an obstacle one roll if you've got some sort of survival skill or something. Notice it'd be applicable.
I don't think I actually... It's annoying, attack, endure, animal companion, move water, swim, throw, transform, or move ice, move vapor, endure. Nope. I don't have anything like that.
Okay. I mean, you can still make the roll. It's just...
Yeah. I got a good night's sleep last night, right?
It is
the night, but the night before it was the party night.
Yes, the night before, yes.
Okay, so I'm full up on energy.
You spent all day traveling, yes.
I just wanted to make sure that I actually got my, like, energy back. I had forgotten.
I don't know how restful it was, you know, with everything going on.
I went home and slept.
Yeah, but with who?
Myself?
Well, thinking about stuff that was happening elsewhere.
What is this, a fucking killer song?
I don't know what that means.
Anyway, I'm going to put 5 energy into this.
Okay.
And I got my 1 success.
All right.
I'm going to make my replenishment.
Yeah, you see tracks of Moi Moi basically milling around in the spot for a while, then wandering off to some of the sparse plant life around here, eating it, and then you think she took off. It doesn't look like there was a struggle or anything.
Probably just going home, huh?
Just more and more getting bored.
Oh my god. Okay, does it lead in any kind of direction, or does it, or like... Did Mui Mui travel in a general direction, or did it just go like towards a just towards local plant life and then
it again
towards some plants and then
disappeared
like away from the city, but not like
what direction? Directly. Who the fuck knows?
Yeah.
Oh.
I take a swig from my jug.
Okay.
Always split the party, right?
Always split the party. There are now 6 kinds of drunk. Unbeknownst to you, that was Dwarven Ale.
Somehow. Dwarven Ale ain't got shit on Southern Water Tribe Moonshine.
I'm not sure that's true.
Southern Water Moonshine is technically supposed to be a cleaner.
Yes.
It's actually supposed to be used as fuel for... I think it's been established that it's used as emergency fuel for boomers.
Hmm.
Right. They don't use it a lot because it burns out the engine.
It's used to, you know, bleach things and...
Yeah. But, yeah. Daloon, it is pretty easy to spot the one Sato cycle really active tonight from the air. You can see it heading for the factory. It is faster than you, though.
Okay. Well, I'll follow it.
Okay.
So I'll catch up.
Zohar. Poe is holding on. Maybe copping a feel a little bit.
Okay.
As you roll up to the factory.
I will park my Sato cycle. And go to head inside.
Yeah, he follows you in. So what's the plan here?
Going to look for evidence of building mecha tanks. Preferably ones that explode.
Nobody seems to be paying that much attention to you as you go into the factory and in the... There are workers all over everywhere.
I'm going to, I guess, head to that room that I saw before. That looked like it was cleaned out, but for making mecha tanks.
Mm-hmm. You go there, and the entrance, I mean, it's a big, like, warehouse double door that's closed up tight in your face.
Okay, no windows?
No.
Is it unlocked?
No.
Okay,
Worth a try.
I unlock it in my special. Well, I try a key I might have.
Yeah, you go through all the keys that were given to you, and none of them fit.
Okay. I will take out my toolkit for locks.
The one they didn't want you to know about? Or the one you don't want to let people know about?
What?
The one, I'm just curious if you actually have, like, tools specifically for breaking through things because of your equalizers, or if you just...
Well, I mean, any criminal might have these. I mean, it doesn't have, like, you know, equalist power written all over the case.
That'd be super uncomfortable. Poe is right there.
Yeah, it would be.
The
peace
sign everywhere.
With, like, a big red dot or something that was the sign.
What was the Amon signal?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's literally peace. Or equal, or all the other ways you can translate it, but it's the character for peace.
Mm.
Huh. Kind of ironic, huh?
Well, it also means equal, so you know that's why equal is.
How many successes will I need in order to?
Three.
Three? Let's go with 6 energy into it. And I can use my bypass security. Shit, I only got 2.
So you start working on this, and it quickly becomes apparent that this is no ordinary lock. Like, it seems to have magnetized pieces that are just shifting outside of your control, like, mm-hmm. as it's reforming itself. You suspect that it responds to some sort of special magnetic key normally.
Fascinating.
You kind of jiggle around in there, and then finally you hear a pop, and then a fizzing noise, and then it starts to go...
Run!
Cheese it.
You fucked it.
Daloon, you are gliding over the factory as you start to hear the wee wee, and like strobe lights start coming from inside.
Oh god.
It's a dance party now.
You fucked it. Yeah, it is. I wish I could see the source of
see streams of people coming out of the factory.
There's the fire alarm.
Well, I guess I will land myself on the top of the building.
Yep, yeah, you land on top of the building. You hear loud strobes or loud horns, and there's bright strobe lights, and people filing their way out. Yeah.
Do I know where What's-Your-Face's office was? Probably not.
Well, we went there.
You went there, yes.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Hmm. Kind of like fly down to there.
Yeah, there were windows on her floor. I mean, you can sort of glide down to the outside, yeah. There weren't any windows in her office.
Who the hell has an office with no view?
Paranoid security freak. Also Blaze. Also a paranoid security freak. And people doing super illegal shit in their office. Also yep. Blades.
Do I see any people on the floor? Like through the windows?
Make a stealth check.
I think you have sneak.
Sneak, whatever it is.
A stealth sneak check, you say? Hold on, I'm checking if I have any modifiers towards that. Correct answer is maybe. Okay, the correct answer is no. There's no sneaking. Okay, so I'm gonna put
In most situations you could substitute your sound bending, and I think it says so into the sound description, but this is more a case of if they see you peering in the window.
Yeah, this is a case of sight rather than sound.
Yeah.
Okay. So I guess I'll put 3 energy into it. That's no successes.
We're great.
I wish I had a modifier, because then it would have been at least 1.
Yes, you see 2 people in there. Twins, in fact. Twin women, probably mid-20s. Very long black hair. Like, down past the waist.
Come on.
In braids. They seem to have the Feiyu police style full arm shock gloves. And as you are pressing your face up against the glass to see into the dimly lit room, one of them catches you in the corner of her eye and spins to you.
Well, this is about the time I hop off the window and glide away.
Yeah, you can. I mean, you see that she yells something, but over the audible alarms, and then you start running away, you don't make out what it is. Zahar, are you running anywhere in particular?
Well, I'm assuming I will see people filing out.
Yes. By the exit doors, there's only one set of doors, because there's been no triangle shirt waist factory fire.
Yep.
It's only one big set of doors, and there are foremans gathered by the door, and they are ticking people off as they leave.
Oh man, do you know what would improve this world a lot if we made one?
Yeah, you're about
triangle
to.
Shirt factory. The triangle shirt factory.
Incident. Fire. Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. What I'm saying is burn the place. For the good of everyone. Burn the place to advance workers' rights.
Okay, so I guess I will see that and then just sort of try to hide in a box or something.
Okay.
Hide in a box. Is it a crate of oranges?
Oh. Looks at you as you run into one of the factory floor areas and look for a box to hide in. Okay. And then he just kind of stomps the ground and makes a big hole in the cement floor.
Oh, maybe I forget people can do that.
Bending.
I go into his hole.
Okay.
Just like last night. No.
Oh, jeez. You had a very different idea of what happened last night.
There's tagging. Okay.
He hops in with you and then closes the top, casting you both into darkness.
Just like last night.
Okay. Okay. Soma, what are you up to?
Holy sh! I'm pacing. I'm like, what am I gonna do? 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 Drood! I run back to. Wait, what time is it?
3.
Yeah. I run back to the diner.
Okay.
And probably don't notice the commotion until it shoves itself in my face.
So, the diner isn't open yet, but Drood is in there pouring himself a coffee.
As he does.
I press my face against the window, and I'm like knocking on it. Drood!
He turns and waves at you. Shoku is sitting on his shoulder. He kind of points at the door.
I look down at it and just kind of open it up.
Yeah, it's unlocked.
Trude, what are you doing here? It's 3 in the morning. I'm not going to ask.
They gave me a key.
Best customer, right?
That's what the key says on it.
Number one like, customer.
He's just got himself a mug that's just like world's best dad.
Yeah.
Only it's world's best customer.
I just leave the money for whatever I take. And, you know,
well,
we have
as long as it works out in the end.
Yeah.
Can I have my pig mouse back?
As much as any of us can own a pig mouse.
Okay, can the pig mouse come back with me? Drood, I've got a problem.
Shoku jumps at you.
Ah! Hey, oh, okay. Oh, okay.
Yep. Fucking pig mouse.
He's telling you, never leave me with that crazy.
Like, never leave me with this man again. And he just kind of, I get my pig mouse back. Nice. Drood, I've got a problem. Okay, maybe it's... Alright, okay. So a lot has happened. I need your help.
Go on.
Sekfa is missing. You wouldn't happen to know how to find a flying bison, would you?
It's an intriguing question. A specific bison or just a general bison?
I mean, it's pretty easy to find a general bison. You just go to Air Temple Island. But a specific one, Mui Mui, you wouldn't know about this. So Sekfa has a flying bison.
I know.
Yeah, that's hers. Its name is Mui Mui, and Daloon, because he's Daloon, left her alone in front of the customs office, and now she's gone. And so is Mui Mui, and I'm really stressed out, because this was supposed to be a team endeavor. We were...
Did she leave a note?
It would just be a smiley face song, right?
No, she didn't. So I think that Mui Mui might have just decided to fly away, which is really not good, because... So we're back in the city for a lot of reasons. Okay, Zahar and...
One thing
some...
at a time. Why is Mui Mui taking Sekfa not good?
I stand there and cross my arms for a second. You know, actually, it's probably the best place for her to be. She's in the air. She's with pretty much the only thing she trusts in the world, aside from, you know, her family, which is several thousand miles away.
Also, everyone else, from what I've observed.
Yeah, that's some very poorly placed trust. If Daloon's gone, I'm so mad at him!
Regardless, Your problem doesn't seem to be a problem.
Okay, that's one problem.
If the rest of them are like this, we're going to have a very easy morning.
So we've kind of been given... So it turns out Wei Fang, we have reason to believe that she might be exporting exploding mecha tanks to Republic City, and we are trying to find enough evidence to bring her in, which of course means we all got here at 2 o'clock in the morning and then promptly split up. I was just waiting here for you.
He sips his coffee. Just a long sip. Okay.
Now, Zahar and some dude we met yesterday he's kind of nice, I guess. It's just... He keeps looking at my chest and, you know, I try to bind it up as well as I can, and... Also, they went off to the factory, but they went without me because I was waiting for you, and then Daloon showed up and I was like, where did you leave Sekfa? And that brings us back to the first problem.
But that's not stresses. A problem,
right?
There's a lot to stress about.
She's high-strung.
So. Now I don't know where anyone is, and I'm worried that everything has already gone pear-shaped and... What's that sound?
That would be the factory alarm. The burglary alarm. It has a different pitch than the fire alarm. Or the poison gas alarm. So as I understand it, you have two problems. One, the non-problem of an airbender being with her sky bison. And the other is a young man who doesn't realize that his advances are unwelcome. Which would you like to deal with first?
I'm a bit worried that the third problem might be related to that burglary alarm.
He takes a long sip of his coffee. Would you like a coffee?
I've been up all night. Yeah, I could use some.
He pours you one. I'm afraid it's not as good as the one your friend Daloon made, but there's only so much I can do.
Well, I just wanted to see my pig mouse again. Or, I guess you're right, maybe I really don't own him. That's a good point, I should think about that. But I don't have time for that right now, because I'm pretty sure that Zahar probably set off a burglary alarm inside of the factory, because she did drive off towards it, and then the alarm happened. And I know that there's a lot of leaps of logic I'd have to make to get there, but I'm a little scared for her.
Well, in the event of a burglary alarm, they'll evacuate all personnel, checking their names against the master list. Then the factory will be shut down, locked off completely. And then the Feiyu Police Department will conduct a thorough search of the building.
What happens if they don't find anyone?
They'll conduct a more thorough search. I suppose if they don't find anyone, eventually the factory will be reopened.
I guess this isn't that big of a problem if Zahar can take care of herself.
Can she?
No, not right now, no. Okay.
Even though she's taken care of herself so many times.
Yeah.
So what are you going to do about it?
I'm going to go to the factory and I guess I'm going to have to get in somehow and...
God, this is bad.
No, this doesn't have anything to do with the real... the reason why we're here. Why did she go to the factory? I'm going to sit here and drink coffee and hope she gets herself out of this. I'm really worried. Well, I guess I shouldn't be worried about Sekhfa. You're right. Why am I even worrying?
I can't answer that for you. Only you know the answer to that.
Hey, how did you know about all the procedures that they use for this kit, for the factory anyway?
Because I came up with them. I've been contracted by Feiyu as a security consultant.
Oh.
Can we all get a what here?
Makes sense.
No, it doesn't. Nothing out of that man's path makes sense.
I think it makes perfect sense.
Nope.
I think it makes sense that someone would contract someone for security.
I don't know why it would be him, but...
he has his ways.
I mean, yeah, he was right, but doesn't mean I like him.
So, what do we do about the whole exporting weapons to Republic City thing? Also, does that technically make us enemies? Because I don't think I'd want you as an enemy. You're actually really nice.
I just designed the system. I have no investment in how it's used. If it's used to cover evil, then I hope that evil is uncovered.
Yeah, pretty sure it is. That's kind of what we've been sort of, you know, faffing about with right now, but we're not really very good at this.
Evil. Every villain is lemons.
What?
It's from SpongeBob.
So what is your goal?
Well, right now I'm trying to find proof that Wei Fang has been exporting weapons. Like, really dangerous ones that are rigged to explode and hurt innocent people, and sometimes not so innocent people. I'd also like to make sure my friends are safe. Seems like one of them is definitely safe, about as safe as she can get. I'm not so sure about the other two. Three. Two. Two. And a half.
Is Daloon the half or Poe?
Yes.
Yes, we're all confused.
I'm assuming the half refers to the young man with the wandering eyes.
Yeah, he's a little creepy. Keeps on saying that we had fun last night.
When you say it like that, it does sound creepy.
I know, right? Anyway, well, I'm trying to find evidence, yeah. That's my goal. My goal is to find evidence, which means that, well, Zahara was probably right to go to the factory, but it sounds like she's gotten herself into some trouble. I think she can take care of that, but I think the rest of us are going to have to try in her place, especially if she's going to be on the run now. Not that, you know, we weren't before. I'm making a lot of jumps here, though.
Were you making intuitions that you don't yet understand?
That's the Druid way.
Could be that, too.
Your mind is processing things constantly. Many of them that you are not aware of. You ever had the solution to something come to you in a dream?
Yeah, once or twice.
It's because you have thoughts running in the background. Things that you can't access, but you know instinctively. Some people would call it a hunch, intuition, or simply a flight of madness. But you know things you couldn't possibly know. And if you're willing to act on them, it gives you an advantage.
You're right. Okay. I stand up and put my cup of coffee down. Hey, do I need to pay for this?
It's on me.
Okay, I'm gonna go to the factory!
Throw it on him and say, yes, it is on you.
And not really sure what I'm going to do after that, but I'm going to do it.
Be jubilant about it.
I'm going to be really, really happy about it. Thank you. And I give him a hug.
He hugs you.
Now I'm going to run out and then immediately realize that I've been up all night.
And then just pass out in the middle of the street.
Yeah, just be like...
I have a question.
Okay.
Would I be able to ask Poe if he could find the sewer system underneath this, or the caverns that were underneath the factory?
Well, I can keep digging.
Because I know there's a cavern system under here. There were dilute agents there last time. And it connects to the sewer system.
Yeah, I can keep digging. I don't know how deep it is, though.
Okay, we won't just, like, plummet, right?
Probably not.
I put on my shock gloves to give us some light.
Okay. There's not much to see. You're in a stone box. And he steps down, and you guys just start sliding through the earth. And... Alright, it gets very thin under this. I think there's probably an opening of some sort.
Okay. Can you, like, float the rock?
Yeah, I bet I can.
Okay. Or perhaps just open a tiny bit for us to look through.
He lowers the rock very slowly with some great difficulty. Just the big slab that you guys are standing on, he brings it down to the floor.
Okay.
The only light is provided by your shot gauntlets.
Does it look familiar?
Yes, it is definitely the cavern you guys were in. Although none of the lamps remaining are lit, and most of them were destroyed.
I look for my markings that I left. See if they're left there. I made, like, chalk markings to find our way out.
Yeah, they're still there.
Okay. I find our way to a sewer system and look for, like, a manhole cover. Probably some distance away from the factory.
Yeah, so you just slog your way through the sewers?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you do that. This is really gross.
I'm sorry. But that lock is pretty fucking amazing. Like a magnet key? How cool is that?
Very cool.
Magnet key. I need to add magnet to my lock picking kit.
Okay. He walks along with you.
I imagine I'm geeking out, like, the whole time.
Yep. And he is pretending to be interested. Because he is a young man talking to a young lady. Sekfa? The sun is creeping out and hitting you in the face.
What do I wake up to?
Duh. You wake up to a face full of Mwaymway fur. First realization, looking around, that there is nothing around you because you're in the air.
But there's no Mwaymway.
good morning, Mwaymway. I'll where
there's
is
a note
else?
Right by your hand.
Wait. Are there any simple characters that I can maybe make out?
Like you definitely recognize Daloon. Huh. You've seen his name written several times. Gone others.
What's underneath?
Don't us? Tell.
What's underneath us?
You do see Fei Yu. It looks like you are above. It looks like a rich area. There's great big houses with lots of land around them.
I guess I'll head down.
Yeah, Moimoi is just kind of drifting through the sky. You start descending at your direction.
Are there, like, any official-looking, like, perhaps police officer-like people?
No. I mean, you see a few people who are now looking up at the giant sky bison as you descend. But it looks like people going about early morning business. Moimoi seems interested in one of these swimming pools that the houses have. So she's going to go down towards that.
Okay.
And unless you direct her otherwise, she will land in the swimming pool.
I'll have her go off to the side of the swimming pool. That way I can hop off her, and then she could go play.
Yeah, then she climbs into the swimming pool. And starts to float.
Do I see the owner of this place?
Within a moment, you see probably a man about 50 come to the back door. Just the most astounded look on his face that there is a flying bison in his pool.
Oh, the filter's gonna be clogged.
Oh my god, the fur is everywhere.
Yeah. Hello?
My cabbages! No.
I'll still continue to kind of hold out the note and trying to decipher. Do you know what this says?
He will, like, not knowing what else to do, he will take the note. Going out to meet with the others, don't tell anyone official that I'm here. Daloon.
I hope this is like the mayor's house or something.
Well, the leader is what's her face?
Who's Daloon?
Oh, just my friend.
Oh, what kind of friend?
He was supposed to be with me, and then I woke up and I don't know where he went, but.
Is he another airbender?
Yep.
Oh, do you know where he went?
No.
Huh. Why don't you stay here? I have to make some phone calls.
Okay. I point towards the pool. Sorry if I didn't ask permission.
It's too late to stop it. Yeah, why don't you stay here? And don't go anywhere.
Okay. Thank you, Uncle.
Yeah. You're an airbender, right?
Yes. Why wouldn't I be?
I don't know how to respond to that. He hurries inside his house.
And I'll start playing at the pool.
Okay. Daloon, you are fleeing the factory by glide suit. Yes?
Yes.
Okay. As you are flying away, you can see Soma running towards the factory.
Okay, I'm going to drop down by Soma.
Oh no. Oh no. Hello? Is everything terrible? Everything is terrible, isn't it?
Things are kind of terrible over there.
Okay, what happened?
I couldn't tell you for sure, but it seems they set off an alarm. I mean, I assume it's them.
Okay, apparently they're going to lock down the factory and conduct a thorough search of the area and keep on searching until they find whoever set off the alarm.
Makes sense.
Okay, no, that it does, but the problem with that is that we don't want them to find those people.
Yes, that is true.
Okay, what do we do? I was actually about to go in there and try and find her and get her out. And maybe your brother, too. I feel like somehow this might be his fault.
Look, I'm not his biggest fan, but let's not just blame everything on him.
Okay, we won't. I just, you know, I have a little more faith in Zahar than that. Yeah, I'm a little worried. Okay, so they're gonna lock down the factory. We have to get in there somehow. Man, if your brother were here, he could earthbend in. Wait! No. What? Do you know if your brother can metalbend?
Never heard of him doing it.
Well, if he could metal bend, they would be able to get out. But I think they're trapped inside.
Well, maybe they can earth bend out. I don't know.
Or no,
maybe Sahara can use wizardry.
I do use wizardry all the time.
Techno wizardry. Techno wizardry.
Maybe I just exploded the whole factory and made some sort of hologram image of the factory.
No, I remember now. I'm mad at you.
Why are you mad at me?
Because Sekhfa was gone.
Oh, I wonder where.
You don't care?
I'm sure Moi Moi just took her somewhere. I trust Moi Moi. Okay.
Granted, Moi Moi is probably the safest, and that was what Drood said too. I'm still mad at you.
Why don't you trust Moi Moi?
I trust Moi Moi. I just think it was irresponsible of you to leave her alone.
Look, she's not, she's a little kid, but she's not that young.
I suppose next you're going to tell me that, the person who saved the world was only 14 years old.
Sure, yeah, that happened.
I think I'm still allowed to be okay, never mind.
Nope.
All right, what do we do about Zahar?
That's a question for the ages.
Look, we have to go back towards the...
We can't go back towards the factory.
No, we can't.
First of all, someone saw me. Actually...
Wait, what?
Well, one of two people. I don't know, there were these weird twins up by Wei Fang's office. I'm guessing they're working, like, special security. I'm certain they could beat me up, okay? Let's put it that way. 100% certain they could beat me up if they really wanted to.
So they aren't anemic.
Well, now, wait a second. If they're working security, maybe Drood knows about them.
Maybe.
He designed the security system.
He what?
Oh yeah, that happened.
God, you guys have little faith in Zahar Poe.
Zippo.
Zippo?
They have a shipping name now. Or Pohar.
Yeah, I was going to say Pohar probably sounds a little better.
I don't know, it sounds Does like it? Zippo whore.
Zappo, yeah, really. Zappo
I,
sounds...
I like Zappo.
Yeah, I like Zappo too.
I like Zappo.
Okay, fine. Zappo. I don't like Zappo as much.
Well, you're...
Zappoma.
No.
That's what happened last night.
Because it's a Poe sandwich?
Happened last night.
I just love how when, like, he first met Poe, he was, like, staring in awe of him. Staring in awe.
And then, yeah, and then he started staring at me in with things less than awe, and I decided I didn't like that.
Yes, and then you got to know Poe.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Welcome to my world. Yes, so I had to sing that.
Other than not trusting Zippo.
It's mandatory.
Zippo.
So yeah, we are going to have to... Alright, so we can't go back to the factory. We could ask about those girls, but I don't think that has anything to do with finding evidence against Wei Fang. We have to remember what the goal here is.
What is it?
There's a goal?
Well, yeah, we're here to find evidence that Wei Fang has been manufacturing weapons that explode and shipping them off for Public City.
Now I remember now.
Okay, yeah, that's what we're here for.
In DeLune's defense, Zahar seemed to be the only one that knew that.
That's what we're doing, right? Am I wrong here? Am I crazy? I'm not crazy.
Mm-hmm. I don't think you're crazy.
Well, that's a refreshing change of pace.
I've never thought you were crazy. I thought you made bad life decisions.
I make excellent life decisions. I'm not shacking up with your brother.
An excellent life decision. Okay. You're on my good side now.
Doma.
I just kind of stare at him.
Daloma?
And then sort of shake my head like...
Saloon.
Saloon.
It's better than Poma.
Ugh. Not shipping myself.
But is it better than Zapoma?
Everything is. Let's be clear. Everything is.
Well, the evidence is going to be in the factory or in the offices. Chances are Zahar and Poe probably tried to get inside. And you're right, they were the ones who set off the alarm. So let's review what we know. They probably set off the alarm. They're probably going to get captured.
You can't get inside
the factory. Well, it's more like I have faith in Drood's security system being effective. Sekhva is missing, but she's with probably the safest. She's with Mui Mui, and Mui Mui is probably about as safe as it's going to get for her.
Correct.
You're here.
Yep.
Oh, I have Shoku back.
Oh, that's nice, I guess.
Hmm. I missed him.
I remember seeing him once or Winston. Twice.
No. Just Shoku needs to make a different noise every time he's mentioned.
Yeah. That just seemed like you're making fun of Winston.
We can just assume he will always poke his head out from wherever he's stashed.
It's like, I heard the noise that refers to
like,
me.
Oh, the name. That's my name. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I currently have a cat sitting on my stomach.
Yeah.
Aww.
Have you told it to fuck off?
No.
No, he likes it.
Okay.
He's going off, though.
Okay.
Well, maybe we're stuck. We're not stuck. No, we can't be stuck yet.
Not stuck. I mean, we could also, and I know this is hard for you, trust them to get out of the situation themselves. Yeah, there's that word again, trust.
No, maybe they went off to make out and the alarm is totally unrelated.
Yeah. Maybe it's like that Kesha song, pull the fire alarm, I'll say there's a bomb in the building for 31 seconds alone.
What?
I don't believe you that that's a thing.
It is.
Huh.
I don't believe you.
Well, maybe it's because it's pop culture knowledge coming from Kevin.
That's true.
No offense. Actually, yes offense, Kevin. Sorry. Yes. That was a shot at you.
A little offense.
Yeah, really.
Crap. Well, cool. All right. I'll cheer us them. In the meantime, we should at least try and find some way to contribute, then. I mean, they did say we need an airtight case.
I was going to attempt to search Wei Fang's office, but...
Yeah, you got spotted.
Yeah, well, the mere existence of those two is, I don't know, I'm going to call it troubling.
Why?
Because you know we're going to have a run-in with them.
Just say because twins are creepy.
That can totally be a thing.
Creepy security twins, okay?
I mean,
all
right,
twins involved in the Avatar universe are creepy.
Hasn't there only been one set?
Yeah.
And then this one.
I believe so.
Therefore, they're creepy.
This is non-canon. So at least we got that going for us, which is nice.
For all we know, like, it's a bad omen in Earth Kingdom culture.
Yeah, and they're actually really shitty.
Seeing twins spying you from the window.
Okay, I think that's the troubling part of it, yeah, but
that's a bad omen.
We don't have to have a run-in with them, though. We can completely avoid them. We can pretend they don't exist. Please, can we pretend they don't exist?
Chekhov's gone. Chekhov's twins.
So then, where do you think they might be if they get out of there? I mean, so maybe they can earthbend their way out, if that's a thing. I don't actually know if it's a thing. I didn't even know there was earth in there. I figured they probably, you know, covered it in, like, solid steel or something.
Solid steel?
Sure.
That sure would be slippery.
Oh, yeah, I guess because it was, you know, not much in the way of friction.
Also, like, oil spills, I imagine, would be...
Oh, yeah, that'd be awful.
...frequent.
Still... am I allowed to be scared, at least?
I'm just going to assume that Zahar and Poe are just watching them from the alleyway.
You're currently crossing by underneath them.
Yes.
Where do you plan on emerging, anywhere in particular?
What do you mean, emerging?
Out of the sewers?
I guess... some distance away from the factory, like, a couple blocks.
Okay. You come up out of the sewers.
Well, I shake off, like, my legs.
Wish I was a waterbender. Or an airbender.
Yeah.
Right, where to now?
I guess we should go to the cafe, or whatever the fuck it's called. Diner.
If you say so.
That seems to be a central meeting spot for us.
Yeah. You head back to the diner. Druid is there. He's cooking himself some eggs and toast.
I'll wave at him.
Oh, God.
Why? Zahar. And the young man I've heard so much about.
Oh, Soma?
No, I don't think that's his name.
No, not him. Where you heard that information?
Soma was here talking to me.
Okay. Wait. I'm assuming I go into the diner and...
Who can say that's where I got this information?
It's a logical conclusion?
It is indeed. Can you always trust those? The answer is yes.
Okay.
I have such a love-hate relationship with this man.
Would you like something to eat?
Sure.
He dishes you out some eggs and toast.
Thank you.
After he serves you, he puts some money next to the register and then puts some more money on the table next to you guys.
For the tip?
It's always important to tip your waitstaff.
Wait, are you just tipping yourself?
The waiters will be coming in later.
Okay.
So would you like some coffee?
Yeah, I have been up like all fucking night.
She pours the two of you some coffee.
I just like that everyone reacts the same way.
This man is a freak.
You look troubled and smell like a sewer.
I set off an alarm at the factory.
Some speculated as much.
And then we get out of the factory.
She was unsure about the second part. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Which part tripped you up?
Never mind.
If you say so. Someone went off to mount a daring rescue of you.
That was stupid of her.
But it's a decision she made with her head and heart. And doesn't that make it wise?
No. No, it doesn't.
We'll agree to disagree. That is the agreement the two people can always find.
I disagree with that.
Yes, I disagree with that.
Well, I agree. To do so.
So she went to the factory?
Yes.
I'd better go find her before she does something stupid.
May I make a suggestion?
I suppose I can't really stop you?
Who can stop anyone from doing anything? Probably no one. But I would suggest you wait. Because sooner or later, Soma, perhaps she gets rebuffed at the factory. Perhaps she gets inside and doesn't find you there. Where do you think she's going to come? You all come here eventually. I think for the coffee.
No, definitely not that.
Perhaps you're not even aware of it.
Yes, are you aware of the things you're not aware of?
God, his wisdom's starting to sound like Saloon wisdom to me.
He was an ex-airbender. Or he is an ex-airbender,
well,
I guess.
Air acolyte.
Oh yeah, that's right. Air acolyte.
Yeah, he didn't bend any air. Unless talking is bending air.
Has anyone really been so far as decided to use even go want to do look more like?
Excellent advice. I agree with it completely.
I actually agree with that.
Of course I have.
Sekfa.
Yes?
Strange older man comes out to you, looks at the dreadful state of his pool that is full of bison fur and water has splashed out a significant amount.
Yes. I probably contributed to that some.
Would you like to come inside and have breakfast?
Yes, please. I haven't eaten yet.
How about toast with jam? I'm afraid I'm not much of a cook.
Okay. Thank you.
Toast, I mean charcoal.
Do you have anything from Lumloy?
What does a sky bison eat?
Vegetables, fruits.
I have some apples.
sure she'll like them.
He brings you inside to his well-appointed home.
Before I do that, I'll air dry myself.
Okay.
And now you just made it illegal.
Oh, that seems like a very handy ability.
Mm-hmm.
The apples are in the bowl over there. Help yourself.
I'll take the whole bowl and just toss the contents to him away.
Oh, quickly makes it disappear.
I'll put it back. Thank you.
Yeah. Why don't you have a seat? Do you like milk? I've got milk.
Okay.
It's not terribly popular around here, but I've always been fond of it.
I think I've only tried, like, once or twice. What kind of milk?
It's from a cow beetle.
Oh, okay, no, we have those at home.
You just juice a cow beetle.
Yeah.
He brings you some jam and milk, or butter, or toast with jam and milk, and sits down across from you.
I'll be happily munching, swing my legs, all that.
I don't believe that we've been properly introduced.
Nice to meet you. I'm Sekhva. That's Mumui.
A pleasure. My name is Jing Sheng. I am Minister of Customs, Tourism, and Immigration here in Feiyu.
That sounds fancy.
Oh, thank you. It does keep me busy. So, you have your airbender friend here. Just the two of you?
No, we had some other friends come too.
Oh, more benders?
Two? Two.
Okay, so what brings you to the city?
Oh, we were going to arrest someone.
Well, really? That's exciting. Who?
Miss...
Really?
Fang? I don't...
Fang?
That doesn't sound right.
Wei Fang?
That sounds like it.
Oh my god, I hate you so much.
You can take a moxie, by the way. Or your character's burden of youthful naivete.
Oh, God. Hey, everyone, guess what? We're fucked.
Hey, you left me alone and left me out.
Doesn't mean you have to go telling everyone everything.
She found an adult to tell. I mean, that's what you're supposed to do.
He doesn't have devil horns on it. That means he's good, right?
Yes.
So, that's interesting.
Really?
Yeah. You know, were you in the paper? I seem to remember something about your group.
Yes. We helped arrest Dai Li. That's them.
Yeah. That was a very good job you did.
We tried. Thank you.
So fun.
Does he have the grin on their face that you do?
Yes.
That makes me feel better.
Is it the I'm secretly evil grin? No.
How about the I'm non-secretly evil grin?
I don't know about evil, just...
Oh, I'm non-secretly doing my job.
I'm getting all this information that's important from this little girl?
Yes.
Yeah, so it really isn't very.
You don't know where any of your friends are now, huh?
Mm-mm. Well, like, when I woke up, no one else was here.
That's very irresponsible, leave you all alone like that.
I don't know why they keep doing that.
Tell you what.
Leave me out of everything.
Why don't you stay here with me, and I'll send people out to look for your friends.
That'd be a good idea. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
We're so fucked.
On a scale of 1 to 10, we're fucked.
On a scale of 1 to 10, we are, oh god, oh god, oh god, oh god, oh god.
Bad.
Well, actually, I'm registered. I haven't bent.
But you came back unregistered.
What? No, I'm a registered bender.
No, but you came back, like, without going through customs again.
Who's to say I left?
Okay. Daloon and Soma. Saloon, what are you up to?
Well, it's starting to get light.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah, I need to fly off.
Wait, where are you going?
Anywhere but here. I can't be seen in this city. Not in this. Get up.
Hey, Dylan, where are you keeping the rest of your clothes? Where are you keeping the rest of your clothes?
Oh, they were on... Fuck.
They're probably also soaked by
that. That's why you never trust a mobile machine that's not actually a machine.
But can
only
think
trust the
itself,
machines.
But can think for itself.
So, if he's going to fly off, I am just going to sigh and then head back to the cafe.
Okay. You walk in, you see Drood, Poe, and Zahar sitting there. Right on schedule. Would you like some more coffee?
Sure.
He pours you a mug.
So what'd you guys find out?
I go into a thing about the lock. Geek out entirely.
Oh, did you like that?
It was amazing!
Oh, one of our brilliant young engineers, building on some work done by Varric. He's been experimenting with magnets lately, ever since he was working at Zaofu. I don't think he ever imagined using them for locks, though. But our engineer came up with that idea. It's quite a masterpiece. I'll pass along your compliments.
Wait, was that the guy who's also working on spirit mind stuff? Or is that a different guy?
I believe he was working on spirit mind stuff.
Oh, I've met him before.
Quite a connoisseur of Varric. Although he'd never admit it.
Well, he admits that, well... I guess he doesn't like Varric.
I've never met the man personally, although his reputation is mixed.
I'm sorry to interrupt, but, so you didn't find anything? What, you were stopped by a magnet lock?
Yes, because I didn't have a magnetic key. Which reminds me, I need to put some sort of magnetic key type thing in my special kit.
It would have to be an electromagnet that you could adjust the magnetism of.
Yeah.
Now, ideally, with our systems, we use it out of specific rare earth metals. So the magnetism is right. It doesn't need to be adjusted. But if you were to break into multiple magnetic locks, I imagine you'd need something adjustable.
Well, I imagine this kind of thing will become big.
Quite likely. A good idea spreads quickly.
Yeah.
What about you, Soma? Did you learn anything?
Or that Daloon's really bad at keeping track of Sekfa.
What happened?
He left her alone.
Okay.
Well, now we don't know where she is. I guess she's with Muimui, which is good. I mean, she can't really get much safer than that, but... And then he flew off somewhere in his weird little nighttime suit.
That sounds like Dylan.
Sounds like pajamas to me.
So was this entire thing just a big bust?
Well, do you mean bust in the sense that you broke up a crime ring? Because in that sense, I would say no. I would say it's just a bust. In the sense that it was an abject failure.
Yeah, that was the one I was going for. Abject failure.
No, I'd say it's a bust and that it's a sculpture of someone's head and the top of their torso.
Did you learn anything about yourselves?
No.
Just say yes so he can tell us it's not a bust at all. Because that's what's important or some shit.
No. No, I didn't learn anything about myself.
She's very dense.
I didn't learn anything about myself. I didn't learn anything about Wei Fang. I learned a heck way more than I needed to know about him. And I point to Po.
What did I do?
Nothing, and that's the point. Nobody did anything. This was all for nothing.
I got us out of the factory.
I was... Yes, he got us out of the factory. I remembered about the caverns underneath and asked him to bring us down there. And we followed our way into the sewer system and climbed out his manhole cover.
Teamwork.
Why didn't
high
we
five.
Just go?
So, you may have done nothing, but at least I tried to do something.
Yes, we got into trouble and then out of it. And in the end,
huzzah.
Isn't that the real accomplishment?
No.
The answer is no.
I'm assuming Poe's going to bring out the worst of Zahar.
It'll be fun and exciting to watch and see.
And what about the police? The police are going to be searching for you now. Or
they
not you.
They haven't seen us!
Well, they saw Dylune.
Well, I don't look like Dylune.
No, but you appeared in the paper with him.
Okay.
That's what we in the business call a known associate.
Thank you.
So, am I getting yelled at because Dylune fucked up?
Yes! Sorry.
Well, I imagine if we wait here, Dylune will show up and you can yell at him directly if that brings you joy.
Because I can't control Dylune. Oh, I know what that email must be.
I am just going to... I was going to say, I'm just going to take another sip of my coffee and just be like...
That email
really stressed way too much.
Your purchase of that compendium?
This will pass, Soma. All things pass. Dylune, what are you up to?
Oh dear, well, I can't really be out and about during...
The sun is coming up and you are in a Batman suit.
I am in a Batman suit. And I do not have other suits.
So I assume you fly off to where... Mui Mui was.
Yeah.
Mui Mui is not there.
Mui Mui wasn't there.
Yeah, well, this figures.
I told you.
Yes.
Something, something, reap what you sow, I guess.
It'd be great if there's just a note in fur. Gone away.
Gone away. Can't write. Sorry if this isn't legible. It's just a bunch of scribbles on the ground.
So, yeah. You stare at the vacant spot that does not contain the Sky Bison.
Hmm.
Nor your clothes.
Hmm.
Nor Segfa. Hmm. Nor $1 million.
Hmm. Damn. I was hoping it was a million Fang Foundry fun bucks.
Credits. They're credits.
Fun bucks. Fun bucks. Because they're really fun.
At least...
Buying things is fun. things like food to eat. It's fun.
Demental.
Mm-hmm. Well, shit.
You knew it wasn't going to be there.
Yeah. I can't see how you're surprised at all by this.
I'm assuming he just sound bends right where his ears are.
Just bending all the words away.
Bend the pain
Except
away.
Except when he talks and then he lets those words go in.
Very important things I say. It's proven. Okay, well, I guess I'll start setting up a camp. Small camp.
Okay, you set up a small camp on the road right outside the city.
Ah, crap, it's on the road? Put it on the fucking road?
Well, off to the side of the road, you were near the customs office, which is on the road into the city.
I didn't leave her, like, right outside. I thought we went over, like, a hill.
Okay, went over a hill.
Wait, a hill's pretty far away because...
It was a flat land.
Yeah.
You went off to
I'm
the
pretty
side
sure it was right
out
in front of the customs office.
Whatever.
Okay. Okay, then I'm going to go further away. Away from the road.
And set up a camp.
Yes, set up a small camp. Preferably, you know, behind, like, vegetation. Okay. So people can't
see. It's a flatland.
There's vegetation in flatlands.
A little bit. There's like
shrubs.
Yeah, shrubs and grass.
Not Damn much it. For you to actually be behind.
This place sucks.
Now, if Poe was here, it could make you a hill.
Mm-hmm.
It'd
but
be extremely suspicious.
Or he could make you a tunnel, which is a lot less suspicious.
Very true.
And more
so you're setting up a
vaginas.
Camp. What is your plan here?
I need to wait until night before I can fly around again.
Well, unfortunately, they're going to start looking for us.
Okay. You guys are sitting around in the cafe. The owner walks in. Just looks at all of you. Sees that you are with Drood. Seems to have given up on life and just lets Drood do whatever he wants. The owner goes about his business of setting up, you know, turning on all the lights, wiping down the surfaces, and he turns on the radio. And you hear, again, repeating our top story, an airbender was captured trying to infiltrate the city on a secret mission from Republic City. She is believed to have numerous associates in the city. If you see anything suspicious, report it to your local police officer immediately. If you are listening, associates of this rogue airbender, what you are doing is an act of war. And if you wish to see you and your companions treated humanely, turn yourselves in immediately. And now, light jazz.
Then it turns out the jazz isn't light at all.
Yeah, it's just loud trumpeting.
They have different standards for jazz in this place.
Do you guys want to keep going? It's our usual stop time, but we started late. I don't know if you have things you need to do after this.
Tomorrow's my first day of work, but I don't really have anything to do.
That seems important.
But he sleeps late anyways.
Yeah, I do go to sleep late.
Yeah.
Okay.
We can continue for a little while longer if you want.
Sure.
I'm okay for a little more.
I need to immediately start freaking out. Or not freaking out. I'm just going to very calmly look over at Drood.
And then he'll say something like, wax on, wax off.
He's drinking coffee. This has got to be like his third cup, but he's drinking his coffee.
Only three cups? Come on.
Well, Well, the third cup in this past 10 minutes.
Yeah. Okay, there we go. So, act of war, huh? That's some pretty serious charges.
Yes, well, Wei Fang considers Fei Yun an independent country. So, moving in here under false pretenses and doing whatever it is you're doing could certainly constitute an act of war.
Yes, but this is Earth Kingdom, and we spoke with Earth Kingdom.
Well, unfortunately, the only way we were ever going to let this... the only way this was ever going to work out in the first place was if we built an airtight case. And it seems like our airtight case has just been poked full of some very large holes.
Well...
somewhat ironically, by a pair of airbenders.
Yeah.
Technically, your friend Zahar is right. We are in the Earth Kingdom. I don't know how much that will matter if the Fei Yu authorities get hold of you. It's an instance where perception creates reality. In the absence of an outside observer.
Damn it, why did we get those Guile agents put away?
But now you have Drood.
Well, Drood will just, like... talk at us?
Sometimes he gives good advice.
Well, if you're just constantly giving advice, eventually at least one of them will be at least go okay. Okay.
Kind of, yeah.
I don't know, he seems to have a pretty high batting average, though.
Should we just turn our... No, we shouldn't turn ourselves in. I can't believe I almost suggested that. With a straight face.
Yeah, I'd be dumb.
Okay, so they've... I'm guessing they captured Sekfa? Because I saw Daloon a very short time ago.
And
God, I'm Sekfa still so mad at Daloon for leaving her alone, because this is what happens. Oh, boy.
Is this what happens in every instance?
Not...
She...
every instance? But I mean...
she needs to learn that she can't just trust everyone.
Or perhaps everyone else needs to learn that people should be treated with kindness and trust.
So that they'll try to arrest us?
So that they'll empathize with you. You're suggesting that Sekfa is the one that's broken. I think she's the same person.
Yes, but the thing is you also have to act in your environment, just not always to ideals.
So this still doesn't solve our problem. We're now officially wanted. We had no evidence from our recent excursion into the factory, and...
alright, you need to do something other than just stress.
How about we mount a daring rescue of Sekfa? Daring rescues are kind of my thing. I can do those. Just gotta crack a few skulls.
There's one problem, we don't know where she is.
Police?
So are you
suggesting we capture a police officer and interrogate him?
No! I'm suggesting that the police have her. Whatever the police in this place are.
They're police.
Yeah, I imagine they're police. That's usually
I'm sorry, I meant to say wherever the police in this place are, not whatever. Obviously they're police.
You've also been there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but we can't really just go in there unless we're going to turn ourselves in. Since there are a lot of police in police stations.
It's one of their defining characteristics.
Yeah, one of them.
Really? wherever a group of police are. Isn't that a police station?
No. No, it isn't.
It's a station full of police.
Only if it's a station.
Isn't a station wherever they're stationed?
No.
Shut the fuck up, Drew.
Different words, or same words, can have different meanings.
Like how a bust can also be a statue of someone's head and shoulders.
Yes.
As well as an abject failure, or the breaking up of a criminal enterprise.
Yes.
I'd like for one or bust to happen here, and not the bad one. Can we make this bad bust into a good bust?
It's seeming unlikely.
Well, you'd have to unbind your chest first. High five?
No.
Oh.
I just right. Sigh again.
Moving on from that.
Well,
I'm in favor of trying to rescue Sekhvah.
Where would a giant air bison go if left to its own devices?
I mean, it would go and eat and eventually settle down somewhere to sleep. And it probably settled down somewhere in the city. I you know, we could probably just go outside.
Well,
and
where is the more open areas of the city?
I don't know.
I'm asking Drood, since he knows the city.
Yeah, there's a park. There's a vast amount of scrubland outside the city. And then, of course, in the wealthier district, they have bigger yards.
Well, I don't think it'd be outside of the city, because why would they arrest someone that's not in the city?
Perhaps your aerial friend could do a flyover.
Well, I have no idea where he is.
He probably went back to the blue jumpsuit, too.
He probably went back to the customs office.
He's going to be disappointed. They're not open yet.
When do they open?
7.
And it is?
Like 5:15.
Okay, let's get to Loon.
Yeah, we're going to have to go there before it opens.
Well, we have like about an hour 45.
It's like a 20-minute walk.
Okay. I start to walk. Would it be on the way to grab my bike?
Didn't you leave your bike at the...
Yeah.
It'd be exactly the opposite of the way.
Okay.
Because the factory is like the center of the city.
Okay. Well, aren't we near the factory?
You're pretty near the factory. It just wouldn't be on the way.
I get my bike then.
Okay.
And then ride
Actually,
my bike
I'm
to it.
I'm pretty sure I chose one of the restaurants closest to the factory.
Yes. Yeah.
So I get my bike.
Yes, you specifically did.
And ride it to the customs office where DeLune was.
Okay.
Since I imagine it'd be much quicker then.
Yeah, I'll continue walking, but I mean, gonna make it there, hopefully.
Yeah. You ride around, you don't see DeLune, you do a little search around, Soma catches up, Poe rides.
Can I hear the Sato cycle in the distance?
Yes, as they start to spiral out and search for you, you hear the sounds of the cycle.
Aha. I'm going to perhaps glide over.
It's an equalist.
Yeah.
It is 5 equals.
Sekhvah's been captured. We need you to fly over and find the Sky Bison.
In the middle of the... it is still
well,
warm,
there's... But... Drood said that there'd be a park and the wealthy areas have large yards.
How hard can it be to locate... flying bison.
Not very hard. Quite large.
All right, well, we need to do this before customs off. Oh, customs office opens.
Okay. Also, I need a sky blue jumpsuit so I can fly around without being seen in the day. Wouldn't that be cool?
But what if it's a cloudy day?
You're a bird.
Oh, you're right. A bright orange one. People will just think
Daloon,
I'm a bird. No, they won't.
Daloon,
please. Just go.
Okay. I guess I will take off.
Okay.
I will drive back. I will give one person a ride. They can fight for who it is.
Me.
Mine's walking the least.
Okay. Poe will walk. He's fine with that.
Soma will cuddle me.
I will not Soma, cop a feel.
Right?
Yes.
Zomo. Zoma.
I will not cop a feel.
Oh, but Zoma.
No.
Just hands all the way down the pants.
Yeah. Just grip right into the vagina.
No costume.
Best way to not
just
fall off.
Really outright sexual assault.
Yes, I will give her Poe's helmet.
This smells funny.
It smells like Earth Kingdom.
It smells like what?
Earth Kingdom.
Earth Kingdom.
I thought it smelled like Axe body spray.
It would. If Axe
I like
were
that Poe is now a douchebag.
It really should smell like some cheap...
Well, I don't think he's a douchebag.
Yeah.
It's just Soma and Daloon.
I don't think he's a douchebag. I know it. See?
I just think he's a little bit of a kind of a creep. He was really adorable, and then all of a sudden he just started staring at me and making implications that I slept with him.
Well, didn't you?
No.
Last night.
That's not the rumor that's going around.
It involves some pegging?
Oh, Jesus.
You haven't said it didn't happen. What sort of person would back down from such allegations?
I just said it didn't happen.
Nope. I wasn't listening.
I think you protest a little too much.
She does have a reputation.
For protesting?
No. For sleeping with other men.
Like that one guy.
Also Poe, probably.
Yeah.
And this is how high school is for girls.
Yep.
Don't forget college.
Okay. Back at the house, the mansion. This bird's all.
Can we call it the Hansons?
Winston needs to eat.
Oh, is that what that is?
Yes. It's a much more pleasant alarm now.
Yeah.
Also, it seems kind of weird that the cat food alarm is bird singing.
Jingseng smiles at Sekfa. Do you like dolls?
They look pretty. Never had one, though.
Really? Where did you grow up?
On a farm.
I see.
Kind of not enough money, no time for things like that.
Yes. Well, that can easily be corrected. My daughter is out of the house now, but she left quite a collection upstairs.
Great, she's gonna have a fucking playdate.
Why don't we go
she'll
take
have
a look?
The time of our lives.
Okay.
He walks upstairs with you and takes you into a room that was everything your childhood bedroom was not, in that there's a childhood bedroom that you're not sharing with the rest of the family.
Yep.
And it is.
And there's toys.
Yeah. Full of dolls, ooh, plush animals,
dollhouse.
Yeah.
Anybody else think this guy might be a pedophile?
It's his
or dad. Really love his daughter and have a lot of money.
Yeah, could be that.
I'm going with have a lot of money.
Okay. Just kind of scary.
Hey, just because you guys are all talking about sex doesn't mean Sekfa has to be in an environment that has
I'm not saying
that.
Yeah, really. I'm not saying that she is. I'm saying that this man might be dangerous.
He is, but not because he's a sexual predator.
Okay.
Get your mind out of the gutter.
Hey! That's my boob.
Yeah. Well, help yourself.
I will slowly start picking my way through, poking at things. Yeah. Start playing.
She has a plush sky bison.
Oh, I'm going to hug it real tight and then bring it out to Mumu and then, look, it's a sky bison like you.
Ah.
She reaches out and licks it.
And I'll, help it talk and walk and groan and fly and all that stuff.
Just make it say ma over and over again.
No, it'll be a much cuter baby ma.
Daloon, make me an obstacle to notice check.
Well, okay, this is going to be hard since I have 3 energy left.
Awesome.
Did you get any replenish rolls from any successes?
No.
Didn't you succeed
at something?
Did you spend
your energy on?
Flying the sky bison.
You succeeded that.
Did you
do
a replenish roll?
No, I didn't.
Remember.
You should roll one.
I should roll one. Hey, that's 10. Okay. I'll use 7 energy.
Check. Aren't those passive?
Yeah.
Not in this case, because he's basically conducting.
When you're actively doing it, it's a roll. When you're,
I am actively searching. It's true. Yeah, I want to use 7.
Yeah, like if someone was sneaking up on him, sure, it'd be passive. But in this case, he's conducting.
Well, in the first 6 I rolled, there's 5 successes. And,
you find the fuck out of an air.
5 successes.
Yeah. Yeah, you are flying over the rich area. You see a sky bison floating in a pool. You see Sekfa holding out a toy to it that it is licking. She
and
seems
I'm having
like
it boom
having a
back
good time.
And all that stuff.
There is a older Earth Kingdom man you don't recognize standing a little ways behind her. Also, in the front of the house, there are several police vans. In fact, all over this neighborhood are police vans patrolling.
Oh, this is suboptimal. Okay, I'm going to take my newfound knowledge back to the cafe, I guess. Diner. Whatever.
Okay. It's actually pretty crowded now because workers are coming in for the first shift.
Okay, I cannot. Nope. Cannot go land. Okay, I'm going to go. Well, hold on. They're out by customs, right? Blech, I forgot.
Yeah.
They were out there. Yeah, I'm going out there.
Okay. You land in the scrub land.
Did you find her?
Yeah, she's at some rich guy's house. She has a doll. Oh, also, there are police everywhere.
God, if only she could read. As if she could read. Paper airplane. Fly your bison out of there.
Well, I mean,
and the other two now realize I can't read.
Huh, I wonder.
That note.
I wonder if I could.
I thought you said you left her a note.
She doesn't know how to read!
What?
What?
She's 13. She doesn't know... What? Oh.
Oh my god!
In my defense, I didn't know that.
She grew up on the farm.
She had to write all her paperwork last time. That's when I learned she didn't know how to read. And then she also said she hasn't written to her family because she doesn't know how to write.
I...
At that dinner party.
People that.
How long has she been an acolyte for?
I don't know.
Do you know anything about her?
Not everything about her.
I said anything.
Do I know? She's a girl.
Anyone who could look at her would know that.
Okay, then. Her name is Sekfa. There you go. Just looking at her doesn't tell you that.
Let me
Can
guess.
I punch him?
Air bison.
Can I punch him? Can I punch him?
Fine with me.
Look, I really didn't take any personal interest in Sekfa until we started this work together, okay?
And then,
she was just another air temple, or, well, airbender.
And didn't seem to take any notice of her when she's been working with us. You helped her fill out her paperwork the first time we came here.
You did.
I did forget about that.
Oh my god. Oh,
it's been a stressful week.
Does stress mean you forget everything?
I believe we are discovering that the answer is yes.
Oh. Now, maybe I could draw her a picture that she could understand.
Okay. Why don't we just, like, not even nope, can't even assume.
Assume what?
Run means or anything like that?
Well, I was thinking I could draw a picture of her getting on her sky bison and flying away.
And then, like, what, several exclamation points or something? Like, how do we... I feel like she's not going to grasp the urgency of the situation. Especially if they're giving her toys!
Well, Daloon.
Yes?
Can you draw?
I can cook. That's my artistry. It's not quite the same.
Can you describe the building at all? I mean, I know what the police cars look like, or the police vans. So okay, I could draw that they're there. Any features about this place?
Okay, so one thing I might be able to do is to her remotely.
Okay. Oh, sound bending.
Yeah, that's a thing I do.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah.
Well, why don't you do that?
Oh, did I get a replenishment roll for that success?
Yes, every time you succeed outside of a combat situation.
Hey, that's four,
situation.
Okay.
I know it's only been 12 sessions, but...
It's only been 12 sessions, but I've never grant. No. I just forget.
Anytime you succeed, you get a replenish.
Yes, and then if someone watches me do it, they
nope,
get one.
Not anymore.
Oh, no,
oh, that's
right. You can pass
right.
it to someone.
You can still pass it off, but now it's just one per success, because you guys were full up all the time forever.
Yep.
And I want you to hurt for energy. Because otherwise, what's the
failure
point
begets failure, Nick.
Yeah. Sure does.
Okay, then. So
that's
fail.
Why
got it.
You either have to spend Moxie to get out of your shame spiral, or your allies need to succeed and pull you out.
Teamwork.
Okay. You have a sound bending plan. Think I'm going to call it there.
Okay.
Okay.
So that we'll forget about the plan and then try to do something else?
Yes.
Probably.